الحمد لله، الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنساب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, I have recited ayats from the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayats has made khamar haram. Normally, you and I, when we read these ayats, we translate khamar as alcohol, wine, beer. We say Allah has made khamar haram, and khamar means alcohol. However, this is an incomplete translation of the word khamar. Khamar means anything which intoxicates and disturbs the mind and the intellect. In the time of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day Sahaba came and said, Ya Rasulullah, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the various intoxicants that were rife in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time. And there used to be different types of intoxicants that time also. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed as he was with speech, said, Kullu muskirin khamar. Every intoxicant is khamar. Every intoxicant is khamar, and every khamar is haram. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his time got up once in the minbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Al-khamru ma yukhamiru al-aql. Khamar is that which befogs, disturbs the understanding and the intellect of a person. Now when you look at that definition, when Allah says khamar is haram, it doesn't only mean alcohol. It means everything that intoxicates, everything that takes away our understanding to be able to make sense out of life, which distinguishes a person from an animal. Allah Ta'ala ne is ayat mein khamar ko haram kiya hai. Aam taur par hum khamar ka tarjuma sharab se karte hain, jo na mukammal hai. ہر نشہ آور چیز خمر ہے اور ہر خمر حرام ہے، چاہے وہ حشیش ہو، چاہے وہ مینڈریکس ہو، چاہے وہ کسی قسم کی ہو، گولی کی شکل میں ہو، کسی اور شراب کی شکل میں ہو، سب کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے حرام کیا ہے. اللہ has made it حرام. اللہ in this آیت which I have recited, Allah has given the reasons why Allah has made it حرام. رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah Ta'ala says it is filthy. Every intoxicant is filthy. فَجْتَنِبُوهُ. Stay away from it, that Allah can give you success. یہ شیطان کی رجس ہے، یہ گندی چیز ہے، اس سے بچو. Allah Ta'ala says خمر and intoxicants, whether it be in any form, whether it be in the form of mandrakes, whether it be in the form of tablets, whether it be in the form of powder, whether it be in the form of cocaine, whether it be in the form of heroin, it is haram. Stay away from it. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan wishes through the means of these intoxicants to create enmity and hostility between people. اس کی وجہ سے لوگوں کے درمیان عداوت پیدا ہوتی ہے. And there is no doubt whatsoever with regard to it. When a person takes intoxicants, then he cannot maintain a stable relationship, whether it be with his brothers, whether it be with his parents, whether it be with his wives. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan through the means of intoxicants make you fight with one another. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ السَّلَاةِ. اور یہ نشہ آور چیز آپ کو صلات سے اور ذکر سے محروم کرتے ہیں, محروم کر دیتا ہے. اٹ پریوینٹس یو فرام ریممبرنگ اللہ, اٹ پریوینٹس یو فرام شیطان. اللہ ہیز میڈ مینشن وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو آل آف دیز ہارمز اینڈ وائی اللہ ہیز میڈ ایوری انٹاکسیکنٹ حرام, ویدر اٹ بی ان واٹ ایور فارم اٹ از. اللہ ہیز ایمفسائزڈ دا پروٹیکشن آف فائیو تھنگز ان آور شریعہ: آور ریلیجن, آور انٹلیکٹ, آور لائف, آور لینیج اینڈ آور ویلتھ. اللہ تعالیٰ نے پانچ چیزوں کی حفاظت کا اہتمام کیا ہے شریعت میں: ایک دین, ایک سمجھ اور عقل, تیسری چیز زندگی, چوتھی چیز نسب, اور ایک ہے مال. فائیو تھنگز اللہ ہیز ٹول اس ٹو پروٹیکٹ آور ریلیجن اینڈ آور ایمان, ٹو پروٹیکٹ آور عقل, آور انٹلیکٹ which distinguishes between right and wrong, distinguishes between animals. The third thing is our intellect, our life. Jaan ke bhi hifazat, you must look after your life. Therefore health comes in so important. The fourth thing, your lineage. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made zina haram because your lineage is not protected then. And the fifth thing, your wealth. Allah has emphasized the protection of these five things. In intoxicants, our intellect becomes suspended. When a person takes to intoxicants, he disturbs his intellect. He can no more think correctly. He can no more think rationally. He becomes a toy in the hands of shaitan. And in reality, drugs, alcohol, intoxicants, it disrupts the normal function of the brain. It affects human behavior, makes one addicted towards it, paralyzes one's senses, overwhelms the mind to the extent that he can't see what is right and what is wrong, what is his benefit, what is his harm. The only thing he can think clearly about is when I'm going to get my next drink, when I'm going to get my next wine, when I'm going to get my next fix, when I'm going to get my next drugs. And this is such a tragedy that Allah, who has created human beings as ashraful makhlukat, the best of Allah's creation, through the means of his intellect, because of his brains, because of his mind, and human being deliberately takes something which disturbs that which is the basis of the distinguishing between him and animals. This is a tragedy which human being, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, that Allah created you the best, and you, by your own doing, you have made yourself worse than animals also, by your own doing. And this is a reality. Manshiyat, jisko hum kehte hain drugs, manshiyat, intoxicants, ya sharab wagaira, roz marra zindagi ko darham barham kar deti hai, dimag ko sochne samajhne ki salahiyat se maoof kar deti hai, apne nafa aur nuksan koi nahi dekhta aadmi, sirf ye dekhta hai ki dusri nasha aur cheez hame kab mile. This is a reality with regard to it. And we thank Allah that Allah has given us a deen in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these things haram. And despite its harms becoming more and more apparent, today we are finding there is more education, there is more pamphlets, there is more posters, there is more educational type of information available with regard to drugs more than what it ever used to be. But yet it is becoming such a norm that I hesitate. But when people who are in the know tell me, they say that there are very few families that are not affected by the scourge, where people from the family, whether it be within the immediate or the extended family, that we know someone and someone who is impacted or is affected by drugs, who is taking drugs, who has not only created a havoc in his own life, but he has created a havoc in the life of his parents, in the life of his own near family, in the life of his extended family. Sometimes even his children get affected. Sometimes even his wife and his spouse get affected. But yet, this has become such a thing that yet, despite us knowing with regard to it, knowing the harms, it is becoming more and more widespread. How do we deal with regard to it? Just keep in mind with regard to this aspect, this whole particular aspect of drugs and hashish and cannabis, hashish is not something new. I'll just give you an example. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Makki rahmatullah alayh, many, many years ago, almost centuries ago, in one of his treatises, he wrote this aspect and he said, he narrates from some scholars that there are 120 worldly and religious harms that result from consuming hashish, which is also known the English word as cannabis. Cannabis, right? So this he has written centuries back, that people were taking this hashish many a times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this aspect in a very great way haram. And today it has become in various ways. So today what has happened? People today, for example, take tick, whether it be sometimes in naupi, whether it be cat. And this is together with some of the older type of things, whether it be heroin or cocaine, that people have ecstasy. These are the type of names that people are addicted to, and they become addicted to it, and they take to it because of various reasons, which I will go on to explain. And it is so sad, your whole mind becomes befogged. And people sometimes make a note, a joke with regard to it, but they don't realize how harmful this is. What goes through that family when there are people who are addicted to it? You know, so a person who is an alcoholic says that, you know, why is it that a person who takes alcohol is called an alcoholic? A person who takes drug is called a druggie. If that's a situation, then if anyone drinks Fanta, he's supposed to be fantastic. And then sometimes they said, I read about the harms of drugs. It was so bad. It was so bad. I stopped reading. Instead of saying it was so bad, I stopped taking. He said, it was so bad, I stopped reading. Now, firstly, understand, why do people take with regard to drugs? What is the reason with regard to drugs? Why do they take it? Firstly, amongst the reasons why people take to it is curiosity value. So sometimes people become curious. So sometimes people take to it because they are curious. What is it? We've heard so much about it. So let us go, and out of curiosity value, people go and take it. Not realizing that it could start off on the basis of curiosity, but then you can become addicted to it. And therefore, it's a responsibility upon everyone to tell our children, to tell our youth, to tell our friends, do not even come near this. Do not even try it for the curiosity value. This is the reality. Baad log sirf tajarba karne ke liye ye charas wagara peete hai aur lete hai, ye jaane bagair ki uski aadat pad jati hai. So the first reason why sometimes people do it is curiosity. The second reason many a times people do it is because of feeling high. So people feel good factor. When I take it, I go on a high. I feel that I can do anything. I can climb the highest mountains. I can do whatever I want. I go into the seventh heaven. And not realizing that that particular phase that you are doing is very short-lived and it is very temporary. Baad log isliye lete hai ki aise mahsoos karwate hai ye charas wagaira jaise wo saatve aasman par ho, jiski wajah se wo apne gham waqti taur par bhul jate hai. So they do it and thinking that I'm in a seventh heaven for a little while, they forget the problems with regard to what they are facing. Sometimes people go about it because of peer pressure. So you're growing with a group of friends, and when you go with a group of friends, someone tries it, and they tell you, why don't you try it? It's just something innocent. And if you don't do it, they call you a muhu. They call you someone who is not prepared to go with the friends. So because of peer pressure, you take it. Fourthly, amongst reasons, sometimes people take it because of feeling stressed, because of feeling depressed of the pressures of life. So these are some of the reasons why people take towards type of drugs. But not realizing, irrespective of the reasons why you take it, it leads to disastrous consequences. The consequences I can't explain in words. People who are in the know, they tell you. I'll just give you two examples with regard to what has happened. There is one person who I spoke to during the course of this week, and he said that he knows of a family within our circles, within our areas, where the son has taken to drugs. He has become homicidal. He's on the verge of taking his life. He becomes so aggressive in the house that the parents have to lock their door all the time, constantly, worrying that the son is going to come and harm us. What a home that must be, that the parents in their own home, they don't feel safe. In their own home, they don't feel safe. Safe from whom? Not safe from criminals. Not safe from someone who is, you know, outside, an enemy. Safe from their own children. A 33-year-old mother who has 5 children, recently related to the counselors, who is taking drugs, that my one of them is taking drugs. It has impacted so much upon me that during the recent thunderstorms, she took a car and went over the bridge with the intention that let me drive this car into this whole particular flood. Let me drive it off the bridge. I can get rid of this problem that I am facing myself. We are all aware of a very famous incident some years back where a son who was on drugs became so aggressive that the father actually took a gun and he shot his own son, and he was acquitted because of the fact that he was in self-defense. He could not help it. Ya Allah, what a situation that the father takes out a gun to shoot his own son because of the harmful and destructive tendencies and behavior of the son. In Cape Town in this week, a judge acquitted a parent who shot his own son who had shown destructive tendencies while taking drugs. And the judge said that you are not worthy of being punished because of the situation that you found yourself in. Brothers, these are the type of situations that are happening. For the sake of that fix, for the sake of that one particular aspect of the drugs, once one gets addicted to it, and he just wants it, he will steal, he will take his mother's jewelry. Sometimes that jewelry had been in the family for years on. And sometimes he would even, sometimes if it be in the form of woman, they would even sell their most valuable asset just for the sake of getting one fix. Ya Allah, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala save all of us. Allah save our children, our families, our communities, our societies. And wallahi al-azim, my dear respect brothers, I say, if anyone we come to know is in that particular situation, never ever become happy. Nabi Karim s.a.w. had said, never show happiness at the misfortune of another person. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him. Maybe Allah will take him away from that problem and Allah will put you in that problem. Never ever show happiness with regard to it. Wallahi al-azim, no matter whose daughter it is, no matter whose son is on drugs, it is our daughter, it is our son, it is our brother, it is our sister, it is our part of the ummah of Nabi Karim s.a.w. We have to show concern with regard to this. And amongst the things that I could just suggest, one is taqwa, the fear of Almighty Allah. We have to create some form of fear and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our youth. How are we going to live without them having no fear of accountability? No fear of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the wrong that they have done. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in Tirmidhi, whoever takes alcohol or whoever takes khamar, whoever takes an intoxicant, Allah does not accept his salat for 40 days. Allah does not accept his salat for 40 days. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one hadith, a person who is a perpetual drunkard because of intoxicants, Allah will not put him into Jannah. So this the taqwa, the fear of Almighty Allah. The second aspect with regard to amongst the solution is spiritual fulfillment. Brothers, I can't overemphasize this aspect. I can't overemphasize this. We cannot bring up our children on false values. We cannot bring them up on this basis that the only purpose of life is moj maja and only entertainment, only having a good time. If we bring that into our children, that the whole aspect of life is only to have a good time, then if having a good time is a purpose and drugs take me to the seventh heaven, so what's wrong in taking it? Because we have brought them up on this, that the only thing that matters, khub maza le lo. Ye dunya hi hai. Sirf isliye hai ke khub maza le lo. Once we bring that particular values in our children, then they are going to run towards that. And they are never going to get contented. Bhai, koi aakhri had nahi hai. Maza wagara ki koi aakhri had nahi hai. When can you say, I've enjoyed myself so much, I don't need to enjoy myself more. There is no end. So you do one thing, then you go to the next thing and next thing once you get into problems. There's only one thing that will give you contentment. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Allah, our hearts find contentment. But we don't give our children zikr of Allah. Then where are their hearts going to find contentment? If they don't find contentment in zikr, they're going to try and find contentment in drugs. So give them some form of spiritual fulfillment that gives them some purpose in life. I'm not saying that every youngster must become a wali or must become a saint, But if there is no spirituality, no salat, no zikr, no tilawat, then what are we expecting? If the entire focus in the home is only entertainment, only good times, then how are we going to save them from going in this? Because it's also looked upon as one aspect of a good time. And the third thing, my dear respected brothers, which is so important, is to understand our children. Spend time with our children. Brothers, I can't overemphasize, there used to be a time when our elders used to say, by children must be seen, they must not be heard. Well, now is a time to befriend your children. Now is a time to do things with your children. Now is a time to be able to understand your children and to make them feel loved. I was speaking to one person who told me that his one small son was going into bad habits and going into bad company. So I sent him to a counselor. So the counselor interviewed this youngster. He was in grade 8. So the counselor asked him, why are you going in this family? Why are you going in this company which is not good company? So nobody replied. He said, my friends make me feel special. My friends make me feel special. So the counselor asked him and said, who else you want to make you feel special? He said, I want my father to make me feel special. He said, this counselor told me, the counselor asked him, why are you going with this bad company? He said, they make me feel special. He said, who else do you want that they must make you feel special? He said, I want my father to make me feel special. This is the reality. I remember one day a very person whom I got a lot of respect from, he's in a Jamaat, one of the senior members in the Jamaat. So one day he told me this incident, and you know, it's something amazing. He said, one day a person who was also in this work came and tell me, he said that my son has taken to drugs. So this elderly person told him, what have you done? What did you do? He said, I put him in the room and I beat him up. I said, how dare you take drugs? And I punished him. So he said, this elderly person gave this man advice. He said, you have done so because of the fear of your reputation. You have not done it for the sake of your son. You have done it that the people will say, this person is a religious person. Look at his son. His son is in drugs. And today, brother, no one is exempt. No one is exempt. Whether it be even the father might be an alim, the father might be a Sufi, the father might be a pious person, children might be something else. We don't cast blame on anyone. It can be anyone. So he said, you have done it for the fear of your reputation. You have done nothing for your son. He said, what must I do? He said, go back into that room where you locked your son up. Go and open that door. Go and hug him and tell him, what is the reason why you went? I will help you. I will try and help you out of it. Do it for the sake of your children. I'm not saying that this is the right 100% foolproof method, but normally those children who feel special, who feel wanted from their parents, are less likely to go into these habits than those children who feel neglected by their parents. And may Allah Ta'ala forbid that children and our children must go into these habits because they feel neglected by their own parents. The world is a very amazing world in today's time. When they feel special by their friends and they do not get that which they get by their friends, they don't get it from their own homes. So this is one of the reasons, amongst many reasons. I don't think I've got all the particular solutions, but we're just bringing it to the fore. Inshallah, we can discuss it. And together with discussing it, we can make dua. That Ya Allah, protect each and every one of us from this particular scourge. Protect our children. Protect our grandchildren. Protect our family members. Protect the ummah. Ya Allah, never let there be in anyone's home this particular type of situation. Let us put into practice some of these things that can save us from this great scourge which seems to envelop and seems to become more and more rife in our community. And may Allah protect us all, and may Allah make it easy. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.